I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
They're Bravo fanatics who talk for a living, so expect this show to be the gift that keeps on giving. It's Watch What Happens Live with Meghan McCain and SE Cup now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight sun, MCAC.
Hey guys, hey housewives in training, I see you. Hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, on Kyle Richards and Yolanda Hadid's birthday with two guests who'd both like invites to their respective Zoom parties. Send us the link, you guys. My first guest is such a raging Housewives fan, I'm surprised she hasn't tried to flip the Hot Topics table. Watch her on The View weekday mornings on ABC. It is Meghan McCain. Hey, Meghan.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And she's a CNN political commentator and New York Daily News columnist whose Bravo opinions could fill a never-ending news crawl. Say hi to SE Cup. All right.
Hey.
Great to see you both. quiet week in politics. So I know you have nothing else to think about right now. By the way, Meghan, congratulations on your baby. We haven't seen you.
Thank you.
How's the little one doing?
Thank you. She's kicking my ass. It's amazing, though. Oh, thank you. It's great. It's amazing. I'm just, you know, you have a child.
Yeah.
You both do. It's
yes.
Never sleep.
There you go. Now, Essie, I know you were glued to tonight's explosive episode of Below Deck. I need your thoughts. What did you think of how Lee handled drunk and defiant Dolores?
Ooh, bye, Dolores. Well, I live for Captain Lee throwing guests off, which is rare. Like, he does not do it often. And so all I wanted to see was Dolores's face the morning after.
Right.
Like, was she going to be mortified? She was not.
Right.
So, I loved every delicious second of it.
What did you think of Chef Rachel, drunk Chef Rachel? I mean, and her storming the stage at the end to drunkenly sing with the band.
I get really uncomfortable watching anyone who isn't professional sing anyway. It makes me want to crawl back in my skin. And so to watch her get up and like aggressively tell this band how she wanted to do it. And I was embarrassed for her.
Okay, we have to talk about the Elizabeth and James trying to bunk together. And the whole Izzy-ness of it. What was your vibe about that?
Look, I'm used to, after multiple seasons and multiple Below Decks, I'm used to the close quarters and the fraternizing and the incestuous relationships. And so I'm not like shocked at it, But with all the conditions, like Izzy being sick, them having to go on watch, it just seemed like really, really bad timing. Like, save it for your day off, kids.
Right, right. Well, sometimes you gotta, you know. Well, both of my guests treat Bravo like it's their full-time job, which makes me wonder, A, do I need to start paying them? And B, where do they fall on all the Dreesen, where do they fall on all the Dreesen drama? So let's address the latter with a Bravo, no, they didn't, super fan edition. Round two, here we go. Okay, Essie, I know you're watching Southern Charm. What do you take of the whole Catherine monkey emoji situation? Is she accountable for her actions at all?
Look, I give Catherine the benefit of the doubt that this was ignorance and not racism, but it's really hard to be that ignorant with as big a platform as she has right now. So I would hope that she uses this opportunity to get educated, and I think her friends should help her do that.
Do you think Austin and Madison are finally 100% done?
Gosh, I hope so. I mean, they're just so they're so bad for each other. I think individually they're probably good people and capable of being in healthy relationships. This is not one.
Megan, were you surprised by how the other women reacted to Bronwyn's sobriety journey this season on OC?
Kind of. I think it's probably hard to be sober as a Real Housewife. So, yeah, a little bit. But, you know, this has been an interesting season overall with all the COVID stuff. So I applaud her for being sober during COVID.
Bronwyn has since come out as a lesbian and is still with Sean. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I read a tweet that said, or an Instagram post, I think, Essie, you saw this too, that she said she wants to date people, but he can't. So I feel like if you have an open marriage, you should both be able to date or sleep with other people. I mean, I don't have an open marriage. I'd burn our house down if Ben ever cheated on me, like he's a Left Eye Lopez. So I don't know anything about this, but, you know, whatever works for them.
wondering what you guys think of Kelly Dodd in general this season.
In general, I think Kelly's really happy now. And, you know, I know her husband, Rick. And I think that actually has made her a little lighter. But look, Kelly's the enforcer on your hockey team, right? She's not a diplomat. She's not going to the UN anytime soon.
Right.
So I mean, that's always sort of going to be who she is.
Thoughts on the new housewife in Dallas, Tiffany Moon, Megan. Have you seen?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen only clips of it. Like I said, I apologize. I really like...
No, that's all
Liberty
right.
is kicking my ass.
Yeah, right.
But I love Dallas, and I have this, and I was supposed to watch last night, but she wouldn't sleep, so I apologize. But on Kelly Dodd, this is what I will say. I was totally on Kelly Dodd for a long time because I have things to say about Kelly Dodd, and then I went and watched What Happens Live with her, and she was so mean to me and had clearly had some drinks beforehand, and now I've totally turned on her. Remember how weird she was, and she was like calling me a trust fund kid and said I never worked a day in my life. I get up every day at 5 a.m. to work, man. What are you talking about? She was so mean. And I know her husband too.
How are you both feeling about Salt Lake's first season? Are you who's your star, Essie?
Oh, good.
Oh, my God. Well, I stan Meredith Marks. I love everything about her. And I'm just hoping that one day I can be the friend that Brooks approves of. That's my goal there. And then I'm kind of scared of Jen Shaw. She's like a beautiful, bedazzled, blinged out dictator. And I'd be afraid.
Yeah.
Megan, who
literally a perfect
Megan, show. Who's like, your you MVP?
Guys, I mean, you have mastered the formula and the art of the housewife. Salt Lake City is literally coming in so hard and so fast for maybe my favorite franchise right now. Love all of them. I know that's kind of like a cop-out answer. Yeah, everyone agrees with me. I actually feel like they gotta be a little nicer to Mary. When she was crying because she wasn't invited to the hip-hop party, I felt so bad for her. Right. I was like, she's trying, and Jen Shaw's just got this hard-on for her, and like, I know how it feels to be a bitch that people have hard-on for. Come on, give her a break. Invite her to your party, man. We're the barrier.
All right, thank you.
Great.
Thank you for your hot takes. By the way, you know, Megan, I mean, I got so many questions, of course, wanting to know what's going on at The View, and you and Joy got into it the other day, and she said she didn't miss you. What's your hot take on that?
So it's been such a rough re-entry into back into The View. I mean, I was on maternity leave for 3 months. I had a really hard birth. I actually remember texting when I was in the hospital. I had preeclampsia. I had to have a magnesium drip. Essie knows because I called FaceTime you more than a few times crying because it was so intense. And I had a really hard time getting back to work. I thought I would be back by the election. So just like that process of getting back was a lot. And then this past week back with just the show the way it is, and then obviously everything going on in the country and the horrible, horrific attack on our Capitol, it's just been a lot. And I will say, I missed everyone. Even if some people didn't miss me, I miss the show. We're a family. All these women were at my dad's funeral. We've been through a lot of shit together. And I miss being on the show. And I hope that we can all be examples, myself included, for where the country should go forward. Because whether we like it or not, like, I'm not going anywhere on the show. Joy's not going anywhere on the show. We all have to live and coexist together just like Americans right now, which is a little deep for an answer. But we're all going to try and coexist, and I really want to have us all move forward. Thank you. Thank you, guys, in the country. And
I miss you, Megan.
As well. I know you miss me, but I talk to you every 10 seconds. So you can't really
by the way, just out of curiosity, before we go to break, and do you both think that the president should be impeached?
Yes.
Essie?
Yep.
You do?
Yep, like yesterday, impeached for impeachable offenses or the 25th Amendment removal because he's unfit for office and has been for some time. Get him out now.
Megan,
like
also,
Essie
I'm
and
curious.
I can just go and haul him out ourselves.
I think I know the answer to this, but I wonder what your dad would be saying were he alive right now, Megan.
Again, I know this is like a fun late night show, but I love you both. If he were alive, this would have killed him. I think it actually would have killed him. I was so emotional watching it. I was absolutely apoplectic. I was hysterically crying for almost a full 24 hours. I was crying before I went on The View to talk about it. I can't even express. I'm still sort of processing feelings as I think all Americans are.
Yeah.
What has been done, I don't think can be undone for generations. And I just pray for healing.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to leave that there. Let's say some questions from our virtual audience. Josh has a question for Megan. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Megan. So back with your time at Fox News, I know you spent time with Ebony K. Williams. So with Ebony being casted as the newest Roni member, what was your reaction to that? And which housewives do you think she's going to clash with the most?
So I don't know what's going on with the New York Housewives. I know Leah McSweeney too. So there's two Housewives now that I have relationships with. Ebony was a pleasure to work with at Fox. She was really sweet. I don't know if she loved working at Fox. I think afterwards she sort of had negative experiences there, but she was on the show Outnumbered I did with me a lot. And I never knew her to be like a really like over the top wild woman at all. In fact, quite the opposite. I sort of knew her to be like very ladylike. So I'll be interested to see how it all plays out. But I was shocked.
Spoiler alert.
I gotta tell you, Andy.
She's great.
Okay. If you cast one more of my friends, I think that like, I
know it's wild. Megan, you're inching closer and closer.
That's right.
Okay. Let's go to Lauren with a question for Essie Cupp. Hey Lauren, what's your question for Essie?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Essie. So I want to know if you've spoken to Shep since the pandemic and what you think about him settling down with Taylor. And do you think it will last?
I talked to Shep yesterday, and I have indeed talked to him a number of times since the pandemic. He's doing great, living his best life. His book comes out real soon. And I haven't met Taylor, but I love Taylor, and I love the way that she's, you know, sort of gotten him to settle down and grow up a little. I actually think it might last. We'll see.
That's what that's the Charmers think it might last. Megan, we got a lot of people wanting to know about a tweet that you posted in support of Josh Hawley the morning of the attack that you later deleted. I contacted you about that tweet because I have such a hate on for him.
So This was before the attack.
Yeah.
FYI, it was before the attack on the Capitol. Obviously, I wouldn't have put it up then. And I was just being irreverent. I'm actually considering deleting Twitter off my phone, because even though I'm 36 years old and a mother now, I'm still really impulsive on Twitter. And I just put like Holly Tulsi in a response to, I think the tweet was like DeSantis gnome. And it's, I hate these games of like who's coming up next. And I meant it as like an irreverent joke. People didn't get it at all, and then obviously things just exploded. And I wish I was less impulsive on Twitter.
Funny that you say that, because I said in the New York Times a couple weeks ago, I called Tomi Lahren the great conservative voice, and I was being totally sarcastic. And I think people thought I was serious. Anyway.
Yeah, tone is
Tommy's devastated. She's devastated, Andy.
I didn't want her thinking that I really thought she was a great conservative voice. Anyway.
No one does.
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay. So, Megan, you were kidding about the Joshua. There was intention.
I was just being a snarky asshole. Like, okay. I was just like, because like, I really hate, like, I think everybody, especially Republicans, really need to take a beat on like what's coming up next. And again, this was before the attack on the Capitol.
Right.
But like, nobody knows what's coming. I mean, I really just hope there is a party in 4 years, honestly.
Well, Megan and Essie would be quick to tell you they know housewives like the back of their hand, but can they identify a housewife who's showing us only her hand and nothing else? Ladies, you're welcome in advance. I am surprising you with a mystery housewife caller. I am putting 45 seconds on the clock. You two will go back and forth asking yes or no questions of our mystery wife. Whoever can ID her first win, I might chime in too. Caller, are you there? Yes, okay. Megan, you're up first. Start the clock.
Okay, are you a current housewife? Are you currently on air?
No, but you know she is a current housewife. The show isn't on right now, but she is currently on a housewife show. Okay.
That's a good clue. Okay. That narrows it down. Are you currently married?
Megan?
Okay.
Are you currently singing cabaret?
Oh, good question. Good question. Okay, Essie?
Have you ever recorded a song?
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Do you have a toaster oven?
Okay.
They're really thinking it's a Roni. Please reveal yourself. It is...
Leah!
Hey, Dolores. Wow.
Hi.
Looking like a knockout.
Guys.
Great to see you, Dolores.
Hi, Essie. Hi, Megan. Hi, Andy. How are you guys?
Oh, my God. The audience is going crazy. Dolores, give us a sense of what we can expect. The trailer for Jersey is going to drop any minute. What can we expect?
I heard it's very explosive. The whole season was explosive. Of course, the COVID attitude fell right into our filming. We were all uptight. It was insane. You're going to see fights you haven't seen in years.
Dolores, wow. You look tweaked. Has anything changed?
No, not this. I'll let you know. I'm very honest.
Right.
No,
yes.
Not from here up.
Okay. Yes. We do find out in the premiere some other stuff. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Dolores. Love to see you. Megan, are you a Real World fan?
I was when I was growing up, but not now.
Trishelle from the Real World tweeted in with a question for you.
Oh my God.
Okay. Is that Las Vegas?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
She said, I really want to know how Megan can claim to support the LGBTQIA community and defend Republicans and Trump. Also, why did she block me on Twitter? It seems like she can dish it, but she can't take it.
Megan, you blocked Trishelle?
The View this week? Has anybody watched The View? I can dish it and can't take it. All I do is take it. Good Lord, I'm on a show where I am one of five. I'm the only conservative woman left on mainstream TV. Give me a break. I'm not even justifying the rest of this with an answer. I blocked her because she's a troll.
But you know what? But talk about the answer.
Go ahead.
I do sometimes get gay guys tweeting me when you're on the show saying she doesn't support gay people because... she's a Republican. To answer that for people.
Look, my conservative values and the way that I want the government run is a cornerstone of who I am. It's what I do. It's my whole entire life. I also believe that all people should have equal rights in this country and be treated with respect. My mother and I came out for gay marriage way before anybody else did in the Republican Party, except probably SE, and way before President Obama. And, you know, I, at this point, I actually had, we had some RuPaul's Drag Race stars on The View for my birthday, and they got a lot of backlash for doing anything with me. And I think we're just in a place right now culturally where I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want to hurt anyone, but I'm an avatar for a lot of anger and hate. And I'm sort of coming to terms with that right now. And I love everyone. I respect everyone. I want everyone to be treated equally under the law and the Constitution. But if people find that they can't like me or be a fan of mine and they hate me in return, there's nothing else I can do about it. And right now I'm really just trying to focus on, you know, my party and my child, quite frankly.
All right, we'll leave it there. It's time for tonight's Watch What Happens 5. Here we go. Politics has gotten so ugly lately, I thought we could all use a reminder of the rare instances when it was kind of cute. Tonight, we're counting down the top 5 hottest politicians. Coming in at number 5, ask not what his hotness can do for you, but for you can do for his hotness. It's JFK. Number 4, it's the act you can't quit, Barack Obama. Landing at number 3, it's our neighbor up north who gives you a tingle down south, Justin Trudeau. Hope Megan won't mind. Number 2 spot, it's a total daddy. We had to give it to John McCain. And finally, he was just elected to the Senate, John Ossoff. Check him out. Hotness, it's what unites us, everybody. I want to thank Meghan McCain and SE Cup. We'll see you tomorrow night. We're going to our after show now.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, we're back. See Meghan McCain every day on The View. Her, she is the EP of a documentary called Reunited States, available February 9th on Amazon, iTunes, and on demand. SE Cup is all over CNN. She's a political commentator, and she is a columnist for the New York Daily News. SE Emily O wants to know your fondest memory of Alex Trebek.
Oh, God. I mean, what a sweet, funny, like funny, irreverent kind of humor guy. And I was on the show only once, and he came back into the green room, and one of the other contestants asked in front of Alex, to me, said, "Are you hair and makeup?" And Alex says, "No, she's a contestant. This is SE Cup." And I thought that was so gallant of him to sort of, you know, rescue me and check this guy who thought I was just, you know, there to look pretty. But that's such as life in TV.
That is funny. What did you guys think of Trump's announcement that he wasn't attending the inauguration? I'm assuming, I mean, this was not a surprise to anyone, right?
No.
I mean, There's nothing he won't do at this point.
And Megan, what do you think of, we talked about the Josh Hawley tweet, but what do you think the calls for Hawley and Cruz to resign, or, I mean, they're not going to resign. It's not, I mean, right?
They're not going to resign. And I mean, even if people want them to.
And what do you, and do you think the calls for them to resign are I mean, what do you think of that?
I think I understand why people want them to resign. I mean, they were, they're both highly educated scholars and lawyers. I believe they went to Harvard and Princeton and Stanford,
right,
like, collectively between the three of them. So it's not like they didn't know what they were doing. And I always said that if there was some example or evidence of election fraud, I was more than willing to hear it, but no one could ever come up with anything at all that showed that it was election fraud. So they were, you know, I think, as far as I can tell, peddling for the president. And I thought it was just completely political that they were trying to go for his base when they inevitably run for president in 4 years.
So thoughts for both of you about the Twitter ban of Trump and then what's happened to Parler. Angela Merkel came out today and said she thought it was bad. What do you guys think?
Do you want to take it, Essie?
Well, I think, look, I think Twitter is it's a privilege, not a right. And I think Trump abused the platform over and over again. No one's censoring him. He's got a White House with a press shop that he's free to use. He doesn't want to. He wants Twitter because no one can ask him questions. No one can directly refute his lies. It's a one-way platform that he likes abuse. It's absolutely within a private company's right to deplatform anyone they want for violating their rules, and he did it over and over and over again.
It is interesting over the last 3 days not having him tweet it. You know he would be tweeting about election fraud, and he would be back in his loop. It is
totally.
It seems without him doing that. It's calmed down maybe I could be totally wrong. What do I mean?
Well, it has. It's emasculated him for sure. It's really sort of chopped off his most potent, strength, I guess, to deplatform him in that way. And I think he seems, you know, a little like a chicken with its head cut off, not knowing what to do when he doesn't have this medium that he can constantly go to lie and spread lies, because he knows that his fans will proliferate those lies for him. He's really without one of his, you know, most important and effective tools.
Megan, I was stunned to see on your Twitter feed that the Arizona Republicans are going after your mom. It's disgusting.
So gross.
I mean,
look, it's really painful. This is very, like, again, like, if I seem a little raw, like, with some of this, there's a lot happening.
Yeah.
What the bizarre part of this to me is that the goddamn airport is named after my dad in Arizona. He's
right.
A beloved figure. And by the way, he didn't lose. He became a senator and got reelected handily. He never lost a general election. And the idea that, like, my mother, because she couldn't get on board with a man who had desecrated her, the love of her life, over and over again in life and in death, and knew personally our now upcoming president, couldn't pull the handle for him. And now that she's being censured in a public way, I mean, it's just painful. She's much more calm about it than I am. Like, she's like, you know, she just is living her best life in all different ways, but I'm deeply hurt by it. I'm deeply confused by it. And I think the Republican Party in Arizona has got to get their shit together, or Arizona is going to remain a blue state for the end of time. Because if you don't want McCain's in the Republican Party, then I don't really know what you want. If it's just Trump anymore, look where it's gotten us. A terror attack and the state being blue. Okay. Sorry. I'm having a few weeks, as I think all Americans.
Yeah,
are,
but it's absolutely. I mean, someone's going after your mom. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. I was very sad to read it. I just couldn't.
Thank you.
I couldn't get over it. And I also thought, especially since we're living in a moment where, you know, the people who are coming forward and standing up for really what they believe in should really be commended. And what your mom did was so brave, and it showed, you know, her spirit. I just thought it was so beautiful what she did. So anyway, I'm sorry. Please send her.
Thank you.
Send her our love.
She doesn't care as much as I do.
Right.
I care more than she's more like, this is what it is. But, you know, I think the weirdest part is that it's just become sort of like, to get your Trump bona fides, you have to, like, you know, be disrespectful and awful to my family. And it's a trend I thought would end. And it's really strange to have it can, like, this is the focus after a domestic terror attack.
Honestly. My mom. Well, when you think of the great friendships that have crashed and burned on Bravo, you think of Jill and Bethany, Candy and Phaedra, Kyle and LVP, but will we have to add the names Meghan McCain and Essie Cupp to that list tonight? America, you're about to find out with the BFF test, Bravo edition. I want to turn our frowns upside down here as we leave. I'm going to ask you both a series of questions and then count down from three. Yell out your answers at the same time. We'll see how well your Bravo tastes align. Here we go. Should Denise have returned to Beverly Hills for the new season? Yes or no? 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Ramona claims New York is the city that put the franchise on the map. Which city do you think holds that distinction? 3, 2, 1.
OC.
OC.
Okay. Megan, you're answering a little bit. You have to answer at the same time as her. Okay. What's the more iconic reunion prop? Monique's binder of receipts or the Beverly Hills bunny? 3, 2, 1.
Bunny.
Bunny.
Okay. If you could bring back one past housewife, who would it be? 3, 2, 1.
Alex
McCord and Dorinda. I love it. Those are both really good ones. Okay. Who had the best rookie season of 2020? Wendy, Leah, or Garcelle? 3, 2, 1.
Wendy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew you were going to say that.
By the way, do either of you know Wendy?
No.
I
didn't know her from like punditry at all, but we just connected on Twitter because I think I said something complimentary of all her degrees as someone who has degrees. And so we've become Twitter friends.
Got it. She's great. Okay. Kyle Richards with bangs. Hot or not? 3, 2, 1.
Not hot. She's gorgeous.
Okay, not but she's gorgeous and hot. Okay, how do you prefer your housewives? Under the age of 40 or over the age of 40? 3, 2, 1.
Over.
All right. Okay, overall, which franchise has the worst dressed housewives? 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I would say New Jersey.
Okay. What would you rather smell like? La Dame perfume or hospital? 3, 2, 1.
La Dame
perfume.
Okay. Last up.
I too am triggered by hospital.
You are. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Where would you rather go on date night? Dorit's Buca di Beppo Capri Room or Candy and Todd's Restaurant OLG? 3, 2, 1.
OLG.
All right. Thank you. You guys, I have to say, I feel like you agreed on like 8.
That was
really damn good. Wanted to end with a smile. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us tonight. That was really, really fun.
Thank you.
And hang in there. We're gonna all get through this together. We have to. For more, click around bravotv.com. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide, when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.